So I'm here with three members of staff from UCLU.
Tanya Sengupta from the Bartlett School of Architecture.
Jane Rendell from the Bartlett School of Architecture.
Murray Fraser from the Bartlett School of Architecture.
And they're all joining the march today. Jane, tell me a little bit about why you're here and why you feel so strongly.
Well, I think as staff members, we're really opposed to the privatisation of education. We believe that we had a free education, a public education, and we believe that students for the future should have that too. We don't want to see our students saddled with huge debts. Architecture student is likely to come out with about £150,000 worth of debt. And we also see that with an economy that's unstable due to the amount of debt that's being produced, this is a hypocrisy, really, that students should be allowed in the future to have these huge amounts of debt. We think they should have their education for free, as we did.
And you're also worried about the marketisation of an education, particularly looking across at America. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think we're witnessing here an amazing social transformation that has not been discussed properly with the populace. It has not been planned properly for the future. We're essentially moving from a social democratic model from before to a free market model. Nobody's really looked at whether this is actually beneficial for the country or whether it's actually affordable for the people involved. And we think this has been pushed through too fast without any proper consideration and should be stopped.
And do you also have a fear that other countries are going to get in, muscle in on the action?
I think there will be opening up a market. We'll bring in a space for American private universities, for people who want to essentially sell university education as a commodity that will come in to this new system. And again, we're not sure that that's necessarily the best interest of the country or for our students.
And there's also a fear that there's going to be a kind of two-tier system.
Yeah, this huge polarisation that's obviously part of this, because you have the elite universities becoming more elite and actually the lower tier universities who are now almost being pushed by the government to, you know, accommodate more students, which will mean more pressure on the infrastructure, and they'll obviously get much less resources for a larger number of students. It's simply going to polarize it so much more.
Thank you very much, Olivia. Thank you.